here's a story from The World.
The Apple Daily, Hong Kong's biggest pro-democracy newspaper, announced today it was making its final print run. Supporters gathered outside the paper's office this evening to express their anger.
Do not go gentle! Rage against the dying of the light!
Last week, Hong Kong authorities froze the outlet's bank accounts, raided its offices, and arrested top editors. We caught up with one reporter from the Apple Daily who is packing up his desk after 9 years with the publication. We're not using his name because he fears retaliation from the government. He told me he feels disappointed and sad.
Even when the police raided the Apple Daily last week, the only thing that all of our colleagues thought of was to deliver the news. I hope everyone could understand that this is not just the closure of Apple Daily or a media outlet, because it shows the deterioration of Hong Kong's situation. The freedom of press is gone, it's all gone.
News of the closure sent chills through the ranks of other media outlets on the island. Tom Grundy is editor-in-chief and co-founder of the Hong Kong Free Press. It's an independent English media outlet in Hong Kong.
Well, this 26-year-old pro-democracy daily that has long been a thorn in the side of the authorities is seeing its last print run tonight. The board said that it would be running about a million copies, we understand, tonight in a city of 7 million. The fact is, they do have the money, but they can't pay staff. $2.3 million worth of assets were frozen connected to the parent company. And many of the staff since, so we have learned, have quit. So it seems that already the English news section, the finance section, video department and Twitter account have ceased. And tomorrow's edition will be its last.
So tomorrow is the last paper edition. Is it also the end of any online presence?
Well, we're trying to clarify that tonight, but it looks like the websites will actually be removed. What happens next with regards to whether it will continue covering Hong Kong from its base in Taiwan is very unclear. Same for the archives. There are people frantically seeking to download a lot of the videos and content as the hours tick away.
What is Hong Kong Chief Executive Carrie Lam saying about this move and the future for independent reporting on the island?
Well, all along, the authorities have said that press freedom would be preserved under the national security law. On Tuesday, Chief Executive Carrie Lam was asked by Bloomberg to clarify how reporters can avoid arrest. And she said only that journalists should be in a position to decide for themselves if they are breaking the law, because the security law is very clear. But if there's one way it's been described in the last year, it's been unclear, vague. In terms of its wording, the Security Bureau has refused to say whether the 30 articles that have prompted this raid last week on the paper, opinion pieces, editorials, or hard news reporting. And one can understand that the rest of the media would want to know this. Otherwise, we're going to see a chilling effect. But of course, other critics say that the government wants to keep these red lines fuzzy because people may overcompensate to try and navigate them.
Huh. So sort of keep everybody guessing and erring on the side of caution if there's no explanation.
Perhaps. And to be honest, that's often how it works in the mainland. These in mainland China, the rules are not set in stone, but people are expected to be able to navigate things. But, you know, it's quite difficult in what was once probably the freest corner, you know, in Asia, where these things like press freedom, free expression have been enshrined in the mini constitution, the basic law, to adjust at this kind of speed. We talk about whiplash in terms of just how fast some of these civil liberties and rights and guarantees that were under the basic law have come under fire. At the same time, the authorities have been at pains to, you know, state that the security law has brought peace and stability to the city after the unrest and protests we saw in 2019. They've said it only affects a small minority of people, and indeed, just over 100 have been arrested under the law.
Hong Kong authorities, they seem to have wanted the paper shuttered by July 1st. Why? Why that date?
July 1st marks the handover anniversary when Hong Kong was handed over from Britain and its rights and freedoms were meant to be guaranteed until 2047. It also happens to be a traditional day of protest, but the organizing coalition has cancelled it this year. This is weeks after the Tiananmen massacre, another symbol of free expression and speech and protest in the city, was deemed illegal under COVID restrictions and it not getting permission. So these sort of three pillars, along with Apple Daily, have raised some eyebrows as to what's going on in the city, certainly. As for whether things will continue from Taiwan, the paper certainly is in a robust position there, but it's difficult to know whether they will continue covering Hong Kong from afar, because there's also a question of outsourcing that risk to freelancers and stringers, you know, on the ground here. So it's unclear what's going to happen next with the staff and with the paper itself.
So where do things go from here for press freedom in Hong Kong?
Well, you know, this was always a symbol of press freedom. It was always important that it was in print, because it was the last pro-democracy print daily in town. Often the government will place ads on the front pages of the newspapers here, and Apple Daily was always the odd one out that didn't carry, you know, an ad supporting the national security law or celebrating the handover. In fact, the media landscape here is mostly made up of establishment titles that are owned by the Communist Party, owned by business people with interests in the mainland, or owned by Chinese conglomerates like Alibaba. So certainly it's a loss in the print world, but there are a couple other pro-democracy digital news outlets. But of course, a lot of questions over who might be next. Already we've seen the public broadcaster, the equivalent of the BBC, under heavy fire. And as you say, the authorities, there were rumors that they wanted the Apple Daily gone by July 1st, and it seems the last copies are running off the press tonight.
So, Tom, where does that put you and your own outlet, Hong Kong Free Press?
Well, we're not a pro-democracy outlet. We are a non-profit public news service funded by contributions, you know, from readers. Our motto since the security law has just been to keep calm and carry on, hope for the best, prepare for the worst, of course, but otherwise get the news out, basically. But, of course, we would all want some clarity over what exactly these articles are that prompted 500 police to arrest the five top executives, including the editor-in-chief, as well as raid the newsroom last week, because although it's been raided before, this is the first time we have seen a newsroom raid over its content. So we all would like clarity as to what exactly prompted this. In fact, this morning, we saw an opinion writer become the sixth person to be arrested in connection with this Apple Daily crackdown.
Have any of the people who've been detained or arrested, have any of them been let go?
We understand three of them have got bail. One of them has just been arrested, and two of them are still being held. It's unusual to actually get bail under the national security law. In fact, the security law allows for warrantless raids, closed-door court hearings. Judges are hand-selected by the city's leader, and they can even be transferred to the mainland despite these months of unrest over the extradition law. So, you know, as Jimmy Lai, the founder, he's looking at life in prison, as this has now gone to a higher court. So I guess along with him, there are now seven people connected to Apple Daily who may be facing these charges under the security law.
Tom Grundy is the editor-in-chief and co-founder of the Hong Kong Free Press. It's an independent English language media outlet in Hong Kong. Thank you very much.
Thanks for having me.
From PRX.